Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Sean is joining us today on Second Date Update. Sean, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. Well, obviously you connected with us to try to reconnect with Mandy. So let's talk about that here on Second Date Update. What can you tell us about her?
Oh, man, yeah. You know, it's like she's great. Like, we went on a date a couple weeks ago. But I think she might be ghosting me. Like, I'm hoping it's, like, a misunderstanding because she's awesome and, like, I'd love to see her again.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a misunderstanding. You said it's only, you know, been a couple weeks. I feel like sometimes you get to that 3-4 week mark, but the couple weeks could be something that's, you know, maybe she's been busy. So let's try to get in touch with her, you know?
Okay. So yeah. let's go back and talk about this first date. Sean, tell us about that.
Yeah. We met up at this really great bar. They had, like, they had board games and, like, darts and, like, fun stuff like that. And
cool.
We had a great time together.
Good. Sounds nice.
Yeah, we had a few drinks, played some board games, and talked. Like, not a bad first date at all.
Okay, and this is important because this kind of lets us know maybe where the temperature is at the end of the date on where it might lead to from there. So how did you leave things with Mandy, Sean, at the end of the night?
Oh, yeah. We finished up playing the board game we were playing, and then, like, I paid the tab like a gentleman, and we left. I told her I'd call her. And that was it. I called her twice and texted her, but nothing.
Okay, well, let's just give it 3 more minutes here, Sean, because we're going to call Mandy next and hopefully get some resolution for you, hopefully lead you to a second date. You sound like a nice guy, and so
sure. Let's
hope for some good things. Coming up next, the second half, the conclusion of Second Date Update, next here on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Sean and Mandy met for a couple of drinks and to play some board games on their first date.
I think she might be ghosting me. Like, I'm hoping it's, like, a misunderstanding because she's awesome and, like, I'd love to see her again.
All right. Well, let's see what Mandy says about that here on Second Date Update.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Could we speak to Mandy, please?
This is she.
Yeah. Good morning, Mandy. First off, everything's fine. This is not a sales call or anything like that. We're Thunder and PT, and we got to tell you this up front. We're live on the radio on 102.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mandy.
We're doing the morning show right now on 102.9 The Wolf. And
oh my God, hi.
Hi.
Hey.
And we are calling you to ask you about a date that you recently went on, I think maybe a week or two ago, with a gentleman named Sean. Do you remember him, Mandy?
Oh. Yeah, I do. Okay. I mean, not the best date I've been on.
Oh, can you elaborate on that?
Oh, sure, yeah. We went to this bar, had board games, and he kept wanting to play another one, and another one, and another one. I just wanted to, like, hang out and talk. Like, I don't know why he was so into playing board games. It was just kind of weird.
So you wish that he would have focused on you a little bit more, but he was too caught up in the, what was, like, the competition of the game and beating you, or what?
No, just like it's our first date. Like, I want to get to know you. I don't just want to play games.
Right. So you weren't, there was no eye contact or any discussion about, like, hey, what do you like to do, you know, when you're not playing board games? Was that kind of,
yeah. Like there's kind of just, like, you know, little small talk here and there, right. But definitely not like first date, let me get to know you type.
Yeah, you didn't get to know him. He didn't get to know you. Okay, Mandy, I don't want to belabor this, and I don't want to make it any more awkward than it might be for you talking about this on the radio this morning. But I'll tell you what, we've got Sean listening in on the other line. Just in case we were able, to get a hold of you, obviously we did. And if we just brought him into the conversation, maybe he could explain, or maybe he was just nervous, and, or he has some sort of excuse.
Yeah. Would you could have been nervous.
Would you let us bring him into the conversation for a moment just to kind of figure out what was going on or what he was thinking?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay, hold tight right there. Hey, Sean, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, you obviously able to hear Mandy discussing why she isn't getting back to you for a second date. It's because you're concentrating too much on the board.
Games.
Yeah, not about her or any discussion or conversation.
Yeah, I heard her say that.
Yeah. So do you want to talk to her? I mean, yeah. she can hear you, so go ahead.
Hey, Mandy.
Hi, John.
Hi. You didn't enjoy playing with the board games? Playing the board games with me?
Oh, I mean, I liked the first two, but then you wanted to play more, and I just wanted to talk.
We were talking during the games. Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. I mean, did you not get to play them as a kid or something?
No, I just think like a good couple should be able to do things like that and talk to each other comfortably.
Yeah, totally. And I think so, too, when they've been together for like 10 years. This is the first date.
You just said something. Like, I didn't know you were uncomfortable.
I did say something. I said I wanted to just relax and enjoy my beer. And you just kept saying one more game.
I'm also just not great on dates. Like, I get nervous. Like, playing games helps me. Like, not be awkward, but if that makes sense.
Yes, honestly, totally makes sense. And that's okay. It's just not what I'm looking for.
Sean, can you see where Mandy also wanted your attention to be a little bit on her and kind of like, she doesn't want to be a distraction from your board game. She wants to be the center of the conversation at least.
Yeah.
Sean, you sound like a really nice guy. Mandy, he's a nice guy, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But is it just out of shyness or nervousness or just the stress or anxiety, Sean?
I mean, yeah, she's so beautiful. It's like, I didn't, like, you know, I was just so, like, anxious, and, like, I didn't want to, like, say the wrong thing or, you know.
Mandy, did you feel a level of chemistry other than, like, kind of the lack of conversation, or do you feel like this was just kind of, you know, just a little bit of a miss?
For me, it was a miss. You're so sweet, Sean. Thank you.
Is it a no, then, for a second date, Mandy?
Yeah.
Oh. Sean, I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes it's good to go in with a bunch of questions. If you're feeling a little nervous or shy, let the other person do the talking and just, you know, keep asking questions and follow-ups. Things
but
like
sometimes
that.
The it's chemistry tough. Isn't there, and that's it is what it is.
Maybe lead, you know, and it's not bad to lead with your shyness. That's okay. I think that's attractive to a lot of people. So, Sean, I know it's going to work out for you in the future with somebody, but today Mandy says no to a second date.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy. All right, you hang in there. This is a sad one. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mandy, thank you for taking the time. And
oh, man.
Best of luck, guys, and thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Okay. Well, you feel for Sean, don't you? And if you've ever had to overcome your shyness, how did you do it? Let us know. Maybe help Sean, too, in the process. Whether it's dating or anything, 612-428-1029. Thunder and PT on Second Date Update.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.